May the Lord Jesus give you his peace. We have a prediction of our Lord's passion in the gospel this morning, but first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation. And we also celebrate in the Franciscan calendar this day St. Nicholas, Tavelish, and companion martyrs. St. Nicholas, the first canonized saint from Bosnia. And reading the account of the martyrdom, 1391, he and three others were slain in the Holy Land. There was a mosque built right at the where the Temple of Solomon had stood, and they were friars and residing in the Holy Land with custody of the holy places there, and they they were inspired to proclaim the gospel right in the midst, and that earned them the martyr's crown. And when one reads the account, my guess would be that to modern day sensibilities, some might look at that, well, that's kind of too much. That's just kind of off the map, so to speak. And to the degree that we experience those thoughts is exactly the reverse, is the degree to which we have departed from the teachings of Christ. Because these are men who have been inspired by the Holy Spirit to fulfill the missionary mandate of the Lord to proclaim the gospel in season and out of season. And because of that, we want to take a look this morning at this missionary mandate, and also in light of the need and the urgency thereof, because in our days, the missionary mandate has been attenuated by misunderstandings, post-conciliar misunderstandings of Lumen Gentium, of Agentes. I'm taking a look at that this morning. This is our Cardinal Ratzinger. He kind of characterizes the prevailing attitude of the times, which is, I would think, endemic among Catholics. Ratzinger, this is from a book called Will Many Be Saved by Ralph Martin. It seems to be an excellent, perhaps, dissertation of the overall scenario. Ratzinger commented on some of the theories that were undermining evangelization in connection with the document Agentes. Here again, in closer reflection, this is now Cardinal Ratzinger. Here again, closer reflection will once more demonstrate that not all the ideas characteristic of modern theology are derived from Scripture. He's got a way of really packing a punch very gently. Not all the ideas characteristic of modern theology are derived from Scripture. This idea, the idea he's looking at, is that world religions are salvific. Again, that idea that world religions are salvific, are agencies of salvation. This idea is, if anything, alien to the biblical thought world, or even antithetic to its spirit. The prevailing optimism, which we live, which understands world religions as in some ways salvific agencies, is simply irreconcilable with the biblical assessment of these religions. And not knowing the larger context of what he had written, it would be my guess that that biblical assessment would be 1 John 4, verses 1 through 3, which reads thus, "Dearly beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits if they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. By this is the Spirit of God known. Every spirit which confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that dissolves Jesus is not of God. And this is Antichrist, of whom you have heard that he comes, and he is now already in the world." This is a biblical assessment. It's a biblical discernment of spirits, and a very strong condemnation of those that deny Jesus, the Son of God, in the flesh as Antichrist. Lumen Gentium 16 will speak on the Mohammedans, which is the religion of Islam, in conciliatory terms in this language. But the plan of salvation also includes those, the plan of salvation, who acknowledge the Creator. In the first place amongst these, there are the Mohammedans, who, professing to hold the faith of Abraham, along with us, adore the one and merciful God who on the last day will judge mankind. And so this is something to acknowledge, the words from the church, that the plan of salvation also includes them. Doesn't say that it's a done deal by any means, but along with us, they praise, adore the one and merciful God. There was a meeting I had one time, just chance getting a ride with a Muslim, and I very providentially had on me the Praises of God by St. Francis of Assisi, just kind of in a note, or perhaps a holy card, and I gave it to him. He was all jazzed up. This stuff is great. Why? Because St. Francis was adoring God. You are the holy Lord God who does wonderful things. You are strong. You are great. You are the Most High. You are the Almighty King. You, Holy Father. And he was saying, "This is, we got a prayer just like this," except for the reference to the Trinity. But nevertheless, there's certainly commonality. And is that commonality enough? Well, just a side note that the language here in the Due Reim with dissolving Christ gets at, certainly with the Muslim religion, true man, yes. True God, no. That's dissolving Christ. With many of our Protestant brethren, that dissolving of Christ is true God, true man, yes. True God, true man, now. And the sacred Eucharist, no. And that's a dissolving of Christ. So insofar as that's the case, that's Antichrist. And we must do our best to bring back into the fold of the church those that don't. It's a lot like marriage in terms of there can be saving faith, but if it's not consummated by the Eucharist, it can be dissolved. And that's oftentimes the case in the world in which we live. Mission, the Catechism states, the ultimate purpose of mission is none other than to make men share in the communion between the Father and the Son in their spirit of love. And then the motivation for this mission is Catechism 851. It uses the word truth 6 times. It is from God's love for all men that the church in every age receives both the obligation and the vigor of her missionary dynamism. And again, the situation in which we live, that vigor has been greatly weakened to the point where someone might take a look at St. Nicholas the Tabernacle Companion and says, these guys are just, they're wing nuts. They're off the charts. They're not, in our day, we know better, so to speak. We know better in how to evangelize today. Not the case. For the love of Christ urges us on, the Catechism continues. Indeed, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That is, God wills the salvation of everyone through the knowledge of the truth. And this is faith. It's saving faith which comes through hearing. Salvation is found in the truth. Those who obey the prompting of the Spirit of truth are already on the way of salvation. But the church to whom this truth has been entrusted must go out to meet their desire so as to bring them the truth. Because she believes in God's universal plan of salvation, the church must be missionary. So it's a charge. And it's a charge which Pope Paul VI addressed in Evangelii Nuntiandi, where he acknowledges that kind of tendency, that universal optimism, and how people might say, you can't impose the faith, you can't impose the faith. And the default setting is to do nothing at all. But the default setting must be to propose the faith. It's much different to coerce than to invite. But if you never invite, Pope Paul VI in that document says, how can we be saved? If we know the urgency of no salvation outside of the church, and we don't invite, we don't propose, then that razor will come back on us. Nevertheless, Ralph Martin will take that and says, he'll say, Pope Paul VI, he ends with, basically concludes with, we must because Christ told us. And Ralph Martin will say, because of the danger of sin. Because of the danger of sin. This is why Lumen Gentium will reference Romans 1, 21 and 25, that they are without excuse. Having been enlightened with the truth of God, which is including in the plan of salvation, that God's grace can work. Often, that's the words of the document, often this is stolen from by the enemy. And they are without excuse because they've traded the truth of God for the creature. And so we ask our heroes this day, St. Nicholas, Tabitha, and companions, that to whatever degree that we have been tainted by the prevailing error of it's not a big deal to go out and to invite, to propose the truth, that they may correct that within us, that we may truly be on fire and the love of Christ impel us.
Fructum ventris tui.